The preceding was a fitting preparation for the revelation that appears in verses 51 through 58. I myself am the living bread come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he shall live forever. The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. At this the Jews quarreled, and it suggests a violent dispute among themselves, saying, how can he give us his flesh to eat? Thereupon Jesus said to them, see, if they would have accepted the first premise that he is the Word of God, it is no problem how he could give his flesh to eat. He said, let me solemnly assure you, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. The universality and the absoluteness of this statement have caused many of the Eastern churches to adopt the practice of giving the Eucharist to infants at baptism. He goes on to say, he who feeds. Now the word there, the Greek word, is trojan, a very strong word indicating eating in a realistic way, used by John to emphasize the realism of the Eucharistic flesh and blood. It is again used only once more in the whole Gospels in chapter 13, 18, around the Last Supper, when John says, someone who eats at my table rebels against me, quoting our Lord. So he who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has life eternal, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food. Aletheos is a word, the Greek word used here, for real, expressing the genuine value of his flesh and blood as food and drink. And my blood is real drink. The man who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the Father who has life sent me and I have life because of the Father, so the man who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that has come down from heaven, unlike your ancestors who ate and died nonetheless. The man who feeds on this bread shall live forever. It is impossible to understand these verses without a reference to the Eucharist. The famous Protestant biblical scholar Rudolf Bultmann writes, these verses refer without any doubt to the sacramental meal of the Eucharist, where the flesh and the blood of the Son of Man are consumed, with the result that this food gives eternal life in the sense that the participants in the meal can be assured of the future resurrection, unquote.